and I had a freezing week, freeze it. And then I had a snow cone machine, you know, where you crush that ice and put juice on it and sell it. We just had a big thing. And I had a hamburger, I had a grill built. I had a baker's oven. I could bake 32 or 33 little individual pies at one time. Potato pies would sell and all like that.
How long did you do that?
Oh, I guess for, maybe 7 or 8 years, maybe that long, yeah. Because we built this house. We built this house in the 50s, I believe.
Who owned the hotel?
An elderly couple owned the hotel, and the husband died, and the old lady wasn't able to run it, and she sold it to me.
Oh, so you owned the hotel?
Yeah. The land goes from that back for you, see.
What happened to it?
We tore it down, and after the kids out of college, just about out of college, then I just quit and threw it down, built me a house, and just started taking care of babies. I'd live in the house with them.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that was really, that was a lot of work, but it was really it was a lifesaver for me because I could not have educated all those kids with the, you know.
How many children did you have?
11.
11.
We raised 8 of them. I had one daughter that was taken ill in Kerrville. In the summer, the two older girls went out to Kerrville and worked at the Boy Scout camp. Kerrville is a place where people send their children. It's a very pretty place. They have camps out there. And they worked at the Boy Scout camp. They have girls' camps all over Kerrville. And mostly you have to be rich just about to go because it's expensive. And all. But it's a beautiful place in the hills. And all. So this kid was bitten by a mosquito. And that was a year when encephalitis was going around, sleeping sickness.
This is your daughter?
Mm-hmm. And she was taken ill, and we got specials from Houston, but she didn't live till 17. She was really smart, and she played the piano all the time. You know. But anyway, the rest of them finished high school and went to college. And three of them have their master's degree.
That's great.
The one in Houston is going to school now. She has her master's, but she's going out to the University of Houston and taking extra subjects. She said she wants to get into counseling.
Where were your parents born?
Here in Huntsville. My mother and father, but my grandmother was a slave.
Really?
My grandmother was a slave, and she lived in Trinity County.
Which grandmother? Here?
My mother's mother. And I tell you, they are tied in with Mr. Bowden that you interviewed.